السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. A very warm welcome to the Household Experts for all your household needs on Radio Islam International. I'm your host Fatima Mullah, filling in for Sister Amara. Delighted to be in your company until 11 a.m. this morning. We will commence with the health segment discussing the amazing benefits of ilachi. Thereafter, we go into our homemaking segment, sharing quick solutions for housewives. We also have got the cooking segment themed all about baking biscuits. And lastly, the recipe segment with everyday biscuits. And regular guest on the Household Express, Apa Khadija Ibrahim, is joining me in studio. We welcome her onto the program. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners of Radio Islam. It's good to be back, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, it's great having you in studio as well.
Jazakallah.
Yes, dear listeners, so that's what you can look forward to, a lovely program indeed. You can interact with me on 079-086-7026 or call in on 011-854-1548. We wait to hear from you.
Leke aaya muhabbat ka dil kash payam us pe laakhon durood us pe laakhon salaam us pe laakhon durood us pe laakhon salaam jiski aamad se pehle the ghar ghar sanam.
Dear listeners, we now see amazing health benefits of cardamom ilachi. Now, cardamom fights against gas. It helps to relieve gas and heartburn. Also, cardamom gives instant relief from headaches. Applying the paste over forehead gives relief. So what you could do is grind the ilachi and make a paste with water and put it on the head, and that gives a lot of relief. And another thing is that cardamom is useful for the protection against heat stroke. One should chew a cardamom while going outside the home in the sun. Now, aromatic cardamom acts as a breath freshener because of its fragrance. Cardamom is very good refinement spice against caffeine. It detoxifies caffeine. Now, useful in various kinds of respiratory disorders, in sore throat it is beneficial. Ilachi also helps in asthma and whooping cough. Make a paste by adding ilachi powder and honey. Regular use of this mixture will give you relief from asthma and whooping cough. Ilachi has very good anti-spasmodic abilities, so it is very helpful in stopping spasms and tremors. Ilachi helps in the stimulation and regulation process of discharge of gastric juices and balances stomach acids. Ilachi helps greatly to cure teeth gum and tooth infections. Ilachi supports the detoxification process of the body and helps to filter the entire body. Ilachi is useful in the problems of urinating. You just have to eat ilachi added into amla, curd or honey. Ilachi warms the respiratory tract, and by doing this, it increases the circulation to the lungs. It also helps those suffering from stomach cramps, and ilachi and long pepper clarified butter. Now, to those who love singing and speaking a lot, ilachi is a boon for vocalists as it helps in improving the voice. And it has some role in relieving hiccups. And I think that's one of the things we all say, oh no, I've got hiccups now. And then,
and ilachi works really wonders.
Yes, no, it does. And as we see, there's like so many ways where it can help us.
Yes, there's so many benefits.
We always resort to medication. But here we've got something in our own kitchen that can help us feel better.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, it is said that it is one of the antidepressants and also a good remedy in vomiting. That's something I didn't know, because when you're throwing up, there's absolutely nothing that can stop it, and
you
feel so lame.
It has a lot of benefits, actually, the ilachi.
And lastly, ilachi aroma has encouraging effects on the nervous system. It gives healthy feelings during the period of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Respected listeners, we now move on to quick solutions for housewives. Now, if you have run out of corn flour and want to thicken gravy or a sauce, then use instant mashed potatoes. And if you have made your curry too hot, do not panic, just add some boiled potatoes and plenty of lemon juice. So lemons add flavor and take the heat away. The potatoes soak up the extra chili, and with this method, there is no waste, just more curry. You can put a tablespoon of vinegar in with a stew to soften stewing meat. Marinating meat in vinegar will soften it, as well as vinegar can tenderize meat. So rinse the marinate meat to remove the vinegar before putting the stew together. And if you are trying to peel a clove of garlic and the skin would not come off easily, place it in the microwave on high for about 5 seconds and it would peel off easily. When lettuce is cut with a plastic knife, the edges don't go brown. And that is very interesting, yes, because we're making salads. That's one of the
almost
things everyone worries about.
Yes.
Gee. And another thing is to minimize the smell of cooking cauliflower, add a couple of bay leaves to the saucepan, and after using onion or garlic, rub your hands for a few seconds on the stainless steel taps of your sink to get rid of the odor from your hands. That is very interesting.
Yes.
And, you know, to remove the smell of onion from your hands after preparing it, it says that rub your hands with a large stainless steel spoon. The smell will be reduced. So wash hands and repeat until the smell is gone. Because the materials in stainless steel speed up the oxidation of the compounds, which causes the smell. So some stainless steel work better than others. And if you can separate two glasses that are stuck together by pouring cold water into the top one and immersing the bottom one in warm water. And lastly, to get the most juice out of fresh lemons, bring them to room temperature and roll them under your palm against the kitchen counter before squeezing. Now, another thing is, if a lemon, you want to get most juice out of it, to put it in the microwave just for a few seconds.
Yes, normally.
And that really helps as well.
Sometimes they even put it in a little, but they just push it in the boiling water and take it out.
Okay.
That's why to get soft and then you take it out.
That's very easy. So, now, we move on to toothbrushes in the kitchen. It may sound kind of odd, but keep a toothbrush in your kitchen. You will be amazed at the different uses that you will find for it. Now, here are some suggested uses. After you get done using your egg beater, use a toothbrush to clean in between the tines. And after you get done grating anything on your food grater, use a toothbrush to clean the grating surfaces and holes well. Use it to clean any hard-to-reach plate, including the back of the faucet and between the sink and the wall.
Yes, we normally always have this problem where it's so dirty and you can't get through.
Gee.
And the toothbrush works wonders.
Gee, and the sponge doesn't always get those tiny places.
Gee.
Now, also, we've got easy blending clean. Now, you're making up a treat in the blender for the family, and after you pour it out, you try to decide how is the easiest way to clean this. Now, cleaning the blender is simple. Just place a cup of water into the blender and squirt of dishing wash soap. Now, just blend that away because I'm sure the soap spinning around,
yes,
and foaming up will clean it out.
Definitely, but you must put hot water in there.
Gee, because sometimes things get sticky.
Yes. So the hot water releases all the dirt and the muck in that in the
Gee. You could also remove from the base and dip your rag into the soapy water and wash the gasket well, then reassemble and wipe off the outside of your blender. You can rinse well and dry and ready to do it again. You are always cleaning your dishes in the dishwasher, but when the last time that you cleaned your dishwasher, when was that? Maybe once every few months after you have emptied the dishwasher. Reset your settings for regular wash, no heat dry. Now, place a bowl in the bottom rack with a cup of bleach in it. Run your dishwasher cycle without any soap in the cup. Once the cleaning process has completed, open the door and place a cup of vinegar in the bowl. Set your dishwasher to run a complete cycle. Now you have a squeaky clean dishwasher. So to remove the smell of onion from your hands as well, always rub them with lemon afterwards, because vinegar works for me, and other suggestions are milk, mustard, salt, baking soda, potato peelings, and very strong soap maybe. And, you know, removing stains from your cutting board, that's something that's a problem we all have, because you use your wood cutting board all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, as you look at the board, and notice that there are some more and more stains appearing. And there are quick and easy ways to clean up with the right ingredients. You can sprinkle some salt onto your wooden board. Now, maybe grab a wedge of fresh lemon and rub the salt into the board. The combination should scrub your board clean. And if you have stubborn stains that is quite persistent, clean the board thoroughly with warm water. Now, grab your bottle of bleach and sprinkle it on your stain. Let it sit for about 10 minutes. Rinse and repeat if necessary. Now, to remove the smell of onion from your hands, as I mentioned, always rub them with lemon afterwards. And there are many other, you know, uses that you could do to help that get away.
Yes.
As well as, you know, after washing out a bread bin, wipe the inside with a cloth moistened with vinegar. This kills some mold in the bin and helps prevent the bread going moldy. And I think in the heat, that's a very helpful step.
Because bread goes off very quickly
in the
heat.
And also, after trying a new recipe from a book, I recommend next to it so you remember how good or bad it was in the future. So if you know, too much of this, spoilt it or what was best
for
it.
So you know exactly where you went wrong.
Gee, that's true. And also you could do is keep a bottle of antibacterial soap on the kitchen sink, ready for you to wash your hands before you handle food. And I think hygiene is very important in the kitchen, because the food is something you eat, it enters your body.
Definitely.
And germs spread so fast. Now, to find a lost hard contact lens in a room, darken the lighting and shine a torch across the floor of the room. The lens should sparkle if the screws of your glasses maybe loosen often. Touch the top of them with a little clear nail polish and they should stick tight.
Mm-hmm.
To prevent torch batteries from corroding, place aluminium foil between the spring and the end cap. If you spray some furniture polish on your broom before sweeping, you will find it easier to collect dust and dirt. And lastly, get rid of oven cleaner odor after cleaning by placing some orange peels on a rack and heating it to 180 degrees Celsius for a few minutes. And those are all the tips that we have for you this morning. Dear listeners, it is now time for us to go for an air break. We'll continue with the discussion after the break. Don't go away. We'll be back shortly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Household Express with myself, Fatima Mullah, and my guest, Appa Khadija Ibrahim. We now share hints and tips when baking biscuits. There's no law that says biscuits have to be round. Roll the dough into a rectangle and cut out square shapes so you don't have to keep re-rolling it, because I think that takes a lot of time.
Yes, it does take a lot of time.
Gee. And the sharp open ends of clean cans make great cutters for biscuits, scones and dumplings. To refreshen and heat biscuits, put them in a well-dampened paper bag. Twist it closed and put in a 150 degrees oven for several minutes or until warm. And if you want soft-sided biscuits, bake them in a pan with sides and put the biscuits close together. If you want crispy biscuits, bake them on a biscuit tray and place them apart from each other. That's also something amazing, because each family has their own ways and ideas, and everyone wants the biscuits a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before cutting biscuit dough into shapes, dip cutters into flour. Lift cut out with a long thin spatula. There's less chance of distortion. To give a fruit flavor to your brownies, use flavored mineral water instead of water in the mix. And I think it's interesting. I didn't ever think about that before.
Gee.
If you run out of biscuit trays while baking, spoon the remaining biscuit dough on large trays of lightly greased aluminium foil. When a biscuit tray becomes free, rinse it with cold water to cool, shake off excess water, and lay the foil with biscuit dough right on the tray. That's easy because sometimes you just have two trays that can go into the oven and then you're waiting and the biscuits are just waiting there on
so
the
you
side.
Just put it on the foil and it works.
Gee. And also, always bake loaves on the middle rack in the oven and biscuits on the top rack. If you're baking more than one pan at a time, place them at different angles on different racks to allow maximum circulation of heat. Alternate the replacement on the racks halfway through the baking time. Always cool biscuit trays between batches to keep unbaked biscuits from melting and thinning the edges before the heat of the oven can set them. Put leftover dough or dough you want to freeze for another time into an empty clean thin can, such as those used for baked beans, then chill or freeze. When you are ready to bake, cut the bottom of the can and use it as a pusher to move the dough out as you slice the biscuits. This makes perfect round slices every time. And to keep biscuit dough from sticking to biscuit cutters, chill the dough thoroughly before you roll it out. Dip each biscuit cutter into oil before pressing into the dough, and the biscuits will cut cleanly. This treatment is wonderful when using cutters with intricate designs or cutters made of plastic. You can also spray the cutters with cooking spray. Now, biscuits will spread if your dough is too pliable by allowing butter to get too soft. If your biscuits are spreading too much, try refrigerating the dough for a couple of hours before baking. Biscuit dough can be frozen up to 3 months in an airtight container or refrigerated 3 to 4 days. Check biscuits at minimum baking time and let biscuits cool completely before storing. Store different types of biscuits in separate containers so that they'll keep their original flavor and texture. And with biscuits, that is the case. Example, you make ginger biscuits, you put it with a normal biscuit. The plain biscuit does, you know, get some of the flavor from it. And also, for a quick glaze for sugar biscuits, beat an egg white until just fluffy and brush over the unbaked biscuits. Sprinkle with sugar and bake. And lastly, when biscuit dough is soft and difficult to handle, place it between pieces of wax paper that have been floured, roll to desired thickness, and remove the top paper and cut the biscuits in there. Inshallah, you'll have the best biscuits.
It's so true. You must just roll it through the wax paper and you'll see how nice your biscuits come out. Another tip is when you have a thermal pan oven, then you can put at least 3 to 4 trays of biscuits in the oven and you know what, all the biscuits bake evenly.
Okay.
So that's also a very good tip, depending on your oven, what oven you have.
Right.
And you have to be very careful. You know, you must know your biscuit dough, the consistency. The minute your dough is very soft, it loses the shape of the biscuit.
Right.
And it spreads a lot out. So you have to be careful when you're making a dough.
True. And Appa, can you tell us what recipes will you be sharing with us?
So today we're doing all biscuits recipes. Our first recipe is the basic biscuit dough. Then we have a raffaello biscuit. Then we have a nougat biscuit. Then we have a coconut biscuit, crunchy biscuit, and a machine biscuit.
Okay,
so those are the biscuits that we're having.
Very delicious and appetizing. So, dear listeners, we go for a break, and in the meantime, get your pen and papers ready, as we will be sharing recipes with you when we return. Don't go away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Household Express. Dear listeners, we now commence with the recipes, and Abba Khadija will be sharing very yummy biscuit recipes with us now.
Okay. So, for the first recipe, it's a normal basic biscuit dough. You need a half a pound of butter, 3/4 cup of icing sugar, and a half cup of maizena. The method is you beat together till the three light and fluffy. Then you add plus minus about 2 cups of flour to form a soft dough. Now this is a plain and simple normal biscuit dough recipe, which you can add whatever else you want to in it. Okay?
And in case you miss the recipe, it is a basic biscuit dough. You will need 1/2 pound butter, 3/4 cup icing sugar, 1/2 cup maizena. You will need to beat the 3 ingredients together till light and fluffy. Add plus minus 2 cups of flour to form a soft dough.
Right. Now again, when you're making a dough, you must always remember to not add all the flour in at once. What happens the minute your dough becomes hard, you have a problem, then you have to now sit and add butter and soften it and all that.
And so it crumbles.
Yes, so you rather add bit by bit and you'll see you get a nice soft dough with it. Okay, so the next now biscuit recipe is the Raffaello biscuits. It's 250 grams of butter, 1/2 cup icing sugar, 1/2 cup of oil, 1/2 cup of almonds, 1/2 cup of pista, 1/2 cup pecan nuts, 1/2 cup maizena, and flour as required. Now for the method, you cream your butter and sugar, you add your nuts to the mixture, you add your maizena and flour to form a soft dough, roll into balls, bake at 180 for about 15 minutes. When it's cool, you dip in white melted chocolate and roll in coconut. Yes.
And to repeat it in case you've missed it, it's the fellow biscuits. You will need 250 grams of butter, 1/2 cup icing sugar, 1/2 cup oil, 1/2 cup almonds, 1/2 cup pista, 1/2 cup pecan nuts, 1/2 cup maizena, and flour as required. The method is cream butter and sugar, add nuts to mixture, add maizena and flour to form a soft dough, roll into balls, bake in 180 degrees for about 15 minutes. When cool, dip in white melted chocolate and roll in coconut.
Okay. Now the third recipe is a nougat biscuit. You need 500 grams of butter, 1 cup ground almonds, roasted for a nice flavor, 1 cup maizena, 1 cup of icing sugar, 4 cups of flour. That's for the biscuit dough. Now your method is you beat your butter, almonds, maizena and icing sugar till creamy. You form dough with flour. You roll out a bit thick and cut out in ovals or whatever shape and bake like normal biscuits. Now this is the very important part. It's for the nougat. It's 5 ounce icing sugar, 4 ounce honey, 1 ounce powdered glucose, and 2 egg whites. For the method, you beat everything together on a double boiler until thick and glossy. You decorate the biscuit sides with chocolate and green pista, and you pipe the nougat on top. It's a very tasty biscuit, very pretty.
And fluffy also.
Yes.
So you will need for the nougat biscuit 500 grams butter, 1 cup ground almonds, roasted for a nice flavor, 1 cup maizena, 1 cup icing sugar, 4 cups flour, and that's for the biscuit dough. The method is beat butter, almonds, maizena, and icing sugar till creamy. Form dough with flour. Roll out a bit thick and cut into ovals or whatever shape and bake like normal biscuits. Mm-hmm. For the nougat, you will need 5 ounce icing sugar, 4 ounce honey, 1 ounce powdered glucose, and 2 egg whites. The method is beat everything together on double boiler until thick and glossy. Decorate the biscuit sides with chocolate and green pista and pipe with nougat on the top.
Okay, for the fourth recipe, it's the coconut biscuit recipe. 1/2 pound of butter, 1/2 cup of oil, 1 cup caster sugar, 2 cups coconut, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon powder, a teaspoon of ilachi powder, and a teaspoon of ground ginger. You beat the for the method, it's you beat your butter, oil, and caster sugar till creamy. Add the rest of the ingredients and make a soft dough with enough flour. Cut with a cutter and decorate with peanuts before baking.
Now, what you will need for coconut biscuits is 1/2 pound butter, 1/2 cup oil, 1 cup caster sugar, 2 cups coconut, 1 tablespoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ilachi, 1 teaspoon ground ginger. The method is to beat butter, oil, and caster sugar till creamy. Add rest of ingredients and make a soft dough with enough flour. Cut with cutter and decorate with peanuts before baking.
Okay, now we go on to the next one. That's the crunchy biscuits. It's again 1/2 pound of butter, 3/4 cup of caster sugar, 1 1/2 cups of coconut, 1 cup cornflakes crushed, 1/2 cup of nuts, 1 egg, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. Now for the method, you beat your butter and caster sugar. You add the rest of the ingredients and you mix well. You form dough with flour shape as you desire and you bake. Decorate as desired. Now you can drizzle chocolate on it, or you can dip it in caster sugar, or you can leave it plain. The choice is yours.
Okay, so for the crunchy biscuits you will need 1/2 pound butter, 3/4 cup caster sugar, 1 1/2 cups of coconut, 1 cup cornflakes crushed, 1/2 cup nuts, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. The method is to beat butter and caster sugar, add rest of ingredients and mix well. Form dough with flour, shape and bake, decorate as desired.
Okay. Now the last but not the least, it's the machine biscuits. 250 grams of butter, 1 1/4 cup of icing sugar, vanilla essence. Beat the above until light and creamy. Then add 2 eggs and beat for a few more minutes. By hand, mix in the other ingredients. That's 1 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 4 tablespoons of custard powder, flour as needed. It's meant to be soft, so don't add too much of flour. Pipe through the biscuit machine, sprinkle 100 and 1000s on top, bake 170 till light and golden. This is the old-fashioned biscuits where the old people used to bake it in the machine. They normally call it the custard biscuit. Very tasty biscuit, but a plain and simple biscuit where they only put 100 and 1000s on it. And it's always, it does taste very nice.
And it goes with everything at any time.
Especially when you're dipping it in your tea, it's really very yummy.
Now, for the machine biscuits, you will need 250 grams of butter, 1 1/4 cup of icing sugar, vanilla essence. Beat above till fluffy and creamy. Then add 2 eggs and beat for a few minutes. By hand, mix in the other ingredients. 1 1/4 teaspoon baking powder, 4 tablespoons custard powder. Flour is needed. It's meant to be a soft dough, so do not add too much of flour. Pipe through the biscuit machine, sprinkle 100 and 1000s on top, and bake at 170 degrees till lightly golden.
Okay, I think that's about it for us for the biscuits program.
Gee, those are all the recipes and tips that we had to share with you today. And Appa, can you share your details with us in case someone wishes to contact you?
You know what, they have to phone Sister Faiza and they'll give it to her.
Okay. And if you want any recipes also, you can call on 011-854-7022. Ask for Sister Faiza and she will email you the recipes.
Yes.
We now go for a nasheed break. Dear listeners, alhamdulillah, we've had a wonderful program, but let us end with some inspiration and reflection. I've got a story to share with you titled as The Blind Boy. Now, a blind boy sat on the steps of a building with a hat by his feet. He held up a sign which said, "I'm blind, please help me." There were only a few coins in the hat. A man was walking by. He took a few coins from his pocket and dropped them into the hat. He then took the sign, turned it around, and wrote some words. He put the sign back so that everyone who walked by would see the new words. Soon, the hat began to fill up. A lot more people were giving money to the blind boy. That afternoon, the man who had changed the sign came to see how things were. The boy recognized his footsteps and asked, "Were you the one who changed my sign this morning? What did you write?" The man said, "I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in a different way." What he had written was, "Today is a beautiful day, and I cannot see it." The first sign and the second sign were saying the same thing. Of course, both signs told people the boy was blind. But the first sign simply told people to help by putting some money in the hat. The second sign told people that they were able to enjoy the beauty of the day, but the boy could not enjoy it because he was blind. The first sign simply said the boy was blind. The second sign told people that they were so fortunate that they were not blind. So, dear listeners, there are at least two lessons we can learn from this simple story. The first is, be thankful for what you have. Someone else has less, and help where you can. The second is, be creative, be innovative, think differently. There's always a better way.
So true, so true, Vishak. Allah Ta'ala save us all, ne?
Gee, Ameen. And Jazakallah so much, Abba Khadija. It was great being with you today after, well, so many years, I would say, about two.
Jazakallah so much. It was really a very nice program, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala accept it.
Gee, Ameen. And yes, dear listeners, this brings us to the close of the Household Express with myself, Fatima Mulla, my guest, Abba Khadija Ibrahim, and my engineer, whom I say Jazakallah to. Lots of love and du'as. Fatima Mulla signing off. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Household Express show has been generously sponsored by Golden Delight, your key ingredient to any dish.
تجعل علي إذا في الدين من لبسي.